Saturday Night Live mocked for claiming Trump made up to banking, made themselves look like idiots again. By Warner Todd Houston on January 30, 2024. NBC's Saturday Night Live jumped left foot first into controversy last weekend over its fake news assertion that former President Donald Trump had invented the word debanking, despite that the topic has been in serious discussion for several years. As Breitbart News reported, SNL ridiculed Trump during its weekend update faux news segment, during which co-anchor Colin Jost attempted to make fun of Trump for using the word debank to describe one of his promises to America if he wins the White House in November. During the segment, Jost admitted that he did not know what the hell the term meant, but then erroneously claimed Trump made the word up. Trump introduced an interesting new term, debanking. Jost quipped over clips of Trump promising to protect U.S. citizens from being debanked for political reasons. I don't know what the hell debank means, but he might have to take the ambulance to see the doctor. SNL's mocking came after Donald Trump had told an audience in New Hampshire that he would work to prevent government and the financial industry from taking away the ability to participate in the economy from center-right customers by summarily closing their accounts based on political grounds. "We're going to place strong protections to stop banks and regulators from trying to debank you," Trump told the crowd. "They want to debank you. We are going to debank. Think of this, they want to take away your country." This is what SNL thought was funny. While the left-wing, privileged producers and actors at SNL may be unfamiliar with current events, the term debanking has been an issue for conservatives, Christians, gun owners, and Republicans for years. Breitbart News has covered debanking at least since 2017, as online payment services including PayPal and Venmo banned prominent American conservatives and financial firms blacklisted the firearms industry and even Alex Jones. It is not just an American phenomenon, either. Canada's Justin Trudeau forcefully froze the bank accounts of the Freedom Convoy truckers protesting his government's vaccine mandates. In addition, UK political activist Nigel Farage was denied banking services in 2023, a massive scandal that led to the ouster of NatWest CEO Alcyon Rose. Now many others are also piling on the out-of-touch late-night comedy show, blasting SNL for its lack of knowledge about current events. "The woke smugness from SNL is out of control," ex-user Steve Guest wrote. Twitchy's Doug Powers snarked, "SNL's in such a hurry to dunk on Trump that they made themselves look like idiots again." Others also chimed in. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.